you doing, everybody?
What's up?
I'm okay.
Are you?
Alright.
Yeah. What's your problem?
Fuck you,
what's your
Nico.
Fucking problem.
Fuck you.
What's your fucking
problem?
This
Jesus.
Fucking guy.
Jesus.
Oh, hey, yeah.
Sorry, I'm the like only non-Italian here. Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah, you are.
I'm the only,
he's the only non-Italian.
Completely non-Italian. I got no Italian in me
racist.
Whatsoever. Yeah.
You don't have a single bit of Italian.
Nah.
That's a weird
thing. You're telling me nobody in your genetic line has ever fucked an Italian?
Okay.
Well, I feel bad.
Okay, no, has ever fucked an Italian and resulted in his birth.
Well, yes, that's
somewhere along the line. That's that they might have fucked an Italian.
Yeah. I mean,
they definitely did.
Yeah. I mean, it is an experience did. Everybody should have at
right.
least once
no,
in their
that's
life.
Like, yes.
Especially you, Nico.
Especially me. Especially me. Yeah, no, you got to fuck an Italian, right?
I mean, I have fucked an Italian, so there you go.
And Nico, how was it?
He was very gentle. He was very gentle.
It was not gentle at all.
This, you know, Italian stallions, what can you say?
What can you say? My thoughts exactly. Yeah, no, it's
not necessarily gentle, but you know, they use a lot of olive oil, so it works. Slides right in.
Slides right in.
Yeah, it slides right in. It also burns a bit, but it's, you know, it all, you know, sort of
tasty.
It's
al dente. Sort of a joke.
I hate all of you.
He likes sex to the teeth, apparently.
I like the implication that Italians use olive oil. It's the greatest thing ever. That's so because, like, I can see it.
They put it on everything, man.
No, listen. I know plenty of Italian men that use two things excessively, olive oil and hair grease. That's it. And
if you run out of hair grease, olive oil is a good substitute.
Absolutely.
That's like something like an eighth grader would legitimately ask, you know? It's the most like stereotypical thing.
What was your middle school like?
What, ask if you can use olive oil as lube? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Or if Italians use olive oil as lube.
I was trying to figure out, like,
well, that too, sure.
Man, Mr. Valentino was probably very weird at your 8th grade middle school. He wore a lot of cologne. Had one of the gold chains with crosses at the end of it, right?
He was never allowed in the kitchen.
V-necks, man.
It was a Mr. Sam and Mr. Fowler were the weird ones. And yeah. Mr. Fowler was
but they weren't Italian, is what you're saying.
I think Mr. Fowler was Italian.
I'm just imagining like a really Italian guy doing roll call, like, hey, Susie, hey, looking good.
Hey,
all right.
How's your life?
They were both.
How's your mother?
One was coach of the women or the girls volleyball team. The other was coach of the girls soccer team.
So, ah,
there you go.
Yeah, that there. You look back on it. There were so many of those teachers that we had growing up.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's just like, you kind of hung around the girls' locker room a little too often, you know?
Yeah.
In the interest of, you know.
Safety. Safety. Yeah, that's right.
We've got to protect our
for
girls.
For the protection.
Yeah,
we've got to protect our girls from predators. It's always those guys.
It is always those, you know? Guys. It's like Doth protests too much with those guys,
yeah.
Right? It's, yeah, it's like...
Adam, did you lose your shoe?
Oh, my shoe? No.
Your shoe fell off.
No, I got it. It's just fucked up.
What?
Oh, okay.
Whoa.
You have a shoe on your keychain?
Yeah, it's a little...
Is that from the baby that you murdered?
It does look like a little baby
it's
shoe.
Like one of the
it
many...
does look like it's made out of baby skin.
It's one of the many babies that I murder on a weekly basis. But...
Yeah, that's definitely
it's a,
like
it's a rotating keychain.
That's really. A serial killer token
yes.
type thing right there.
No, why
that's
do
like
you...
Buffalo
why,
Bill
why,
shit.
Oh my why gosh. Do you have a shoe?
I,
your keys.
Well, it wasn't mine. Is this before?
Why is there a shoe on a keychain?
Still, I don't know. I didn't buy the thing.
Your shoe is
how
a soul.
Better question. How did this come into your possession?
I think it was back when like my brothers and my dad were in like their topsider Sperry phase, where that's like all they would wear.
So they got a tiny Sperry and put it on a key.
Yes.
Yeah, this doesn't have a soul.
It normally does.
I don't mean it doesn't feel anything. I mean, it
the shoe
anything.
Has no S-O-L-E.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I can't wear it, essentially. Even though it would probably fit my feet.
Oh, that's pretty funny. That's pretty funny.
That does.
Oh, man. Yeah. Okay. There you go. I'm no longer fascinated by that.
I'm done with this. Take it away.
Yeah, in celebration of the classic No Shave November, Movember, all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, what do we call it? It's Movember or No Shave November?
I've heard it both ways.
I just say
it depends if you want to emphasize the mustachio or just facial hair in general.
How do you feel about No Shave November?
Because I mean,
Nico?
I think here's
his,
the thing:
his least favorite month ever.
Yes,
except all of February.
That's
not February.
Hey, I like February.
No. Well, I should. It's gonna sound like we're talking about Black History Month, and that's not what we're talking about.
Oh, ooh,
so,
yeah.
So, yeah, specifically about Valentine's Day.
Valentine's
Day. Is February Black History Month?
It is.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. Is that racist?
That you didn't know?
You didn't know that?
No.
I don't know.
Wow.
Is that racist?
Yeah, I had no idea.
Is that racist?
Could
or is
be
that
not,
just ignorance?
Could be not racist. No, it could be the complete opposite.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could just be like, yeah, I don't think about it in terms of, I don't see color.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's really what you're saying.
So I'm progressive is what you're saying.
No.
No,
that's not progressive. No.
You're not going to give me that much credit?
I mean, do you...
No, because that's a different thing.
My question is, do you not recognize Black History Month, or you do not recognize Black History? Because that's really
that's
the difference.
That's the difference.
Well, Black History just doesn't exist, right? It's not a thing.
Yeah.
Not a real thing.
Yeah, no, it's all an illusion.
It's like the Holocaust, you know? It
just Urban legend.
Whoa.
Urban legend.
Disavow. Disavow.
Anyway, yeah, No Shave November.
No, like, I mean, so it depends. Like, do you care about only mustaches? Or, I mean, like, because I think, like, mutton chops are cool, right? I mean, you know, a big beard, whatever. You know, we got to give credit.
Well, then that would be No Shave November.
Right, right. So
Movember,
that's what I'm saying.
Movember
is mustaches. Yes. So what do we do, you know?
I have a question about
Movember
mutton chops.
Sounds cooler,
I have a
though.
Question about mutton chops.
Great, let's
you
go.
You see a dude with mutton chops.
Yep.
Do you think, wow, what a badass? Or
no,
you
I think he could make one hell of a cabinet.
Okay.
If I, like, need a chair.
I would give that man an axe. And I would ask him to cut some firewood.
Yeah.
Right.
In exchange for 30 chickens.
Right.
That's what I would...
what I'm really asking is...
He doesn't call it buying something. He trades.
Is a dude with mutton chops more fuckable than a guy without mutton chops or less fuckable than a guy without mutton chops?
That's a good question.
At least once.
Okay, but no. You think you should do everything at least
I'm
once.
I'm thinking... Okay.
I think everyone should do everything at least once, yeah.
Yes.
That's a bad idea.
I'm picturing Ryan Gosling with mutton chops and Ryan Gosling without mutton chops.
Yeah, difference. Difference there. Here's the thing. Ryan Gosling is a beautiful man, and you don't want to mess with perfection, right? If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
So we're talking about, like, someone really ugly.
Not necessarily ugly, but I think what a mutton chop signifies to women, because I'm very good at getting in the mind of women.
Right.
Is an air of...
I don't know what they're laughing at. I think you're on point.
That's just such a strange sentence.
But no, I'm...
No, I was laughing at how hard Adam was trying not to laugh hysterically.
I know exactly how women think. I'm
right.
Like, the consummate ladies man.
Basically, the
female whisperer, some would say.
Some might say. Not many, but some. I think it sort of... It denotes an air of confidence that you wouldn't get anywhere else, because no fucking guy in their right mind with any self-esteem, or actually with a lack of self-esteem, would walk around with mutton chops on.
Yeah.
Right. That's all I'm saying.
You never see, like, a depressed kid, like, walk around with his mutton chops, just like, nobody likes me. Like, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you think, like...
That's a man who puts effort into his facial hair.
Right.
You have to take the time.
Right. But so, do you think, wow, you're lame for putting all that thought into your facial hair, or...
Never.
Yo, that dude... cares about some facial hair.
I think it depends on what they're doing.
Yes.
Like, are they working at a Verizon store, or are they, like, running their own shop?
Are you saying
they're at a Starbucks?
So
are they a douche?
Okay. Yes.
That's what you're asking.
Yes.
I mean,
they are at a Starbucks. You don't know what they're doing, but they're in line waiting for a Starbucks.
Oh, so they're just getting a coffee. They're just a guy. No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because they might be staying at Starbucks for a while.
That's okay.
And they might be buying some Sarah Bareilles CDs.
Okay, well, now we're getting into the dicey territory.
Okay, you just keep adding things that change the story. You can't do... You
mutton chops!
One.
Are you pro or anti-mutton chop?
Pro mutton chop.
I'm pro mutton chop.
I'm pro mutton chop.
I'm not sold yet.
I'm not either.
Yeah.
I'm not either. Because I'm not quite...
Didn't we used to know someone who wore mutton chops for the longest time?
Hugh Jackman?
Hugh Jackman?
No, I thought one of our friends had mutton chops for, like, a long ass time.
I could see one of your friends having mutton chops.
Did I know anyone? One of my roommates did, actually. His name was Steve. Yeah.
I feel like
Steve
we knew a kid who only could grow hair there, but it wasn't even, like, full mutton chops.
Oh,
it was just
maybe.
Like, I could only grow facial hair right here. It was like, that's what I think happened.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right, good talk.
So we're dedicating this month to famous mustaches, famous facial hair, and Who comes to mind first, other than Super Mario?
Hitler.
Yes. Yes, you're right. Yeah. I can't argue. Hitler's first.
Next week is the movie adaptation of Mein Kampf. And
he's the most famous dude with a mustache. Is he the most famous mustache ever? Is the
iconic Super Mario? He's up there.
No, he's talking about Hitler.
I'm talking about Hitler. Hitler up there.
That's
also
unfortunate.
Up there. Yeah. I do. Yes.
Well, because yeah, I say yes because if you take a stick figure.
Yeah.
Right, and just draw some random mustache, you'd be like, oh, he's supposed to be a guy with a mustache. But if you draw
the square,
you're like, that's Hitler. Yeah. It's supposed
to be
Hitler.
But Buster Keaton did it before Hitler.
Charlie Chaplin.
No, wasn't Buster Keaton?
Charlie Chaplin
did it.
Okay.
Yeah, but you don't think Charlie Chaplin, unless you put the top hat on.
Yeah, unless you put the top hat on, then it's Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah. So,
but how often do you put a hat on a stick figure?
No.
Yeah,
okay. Like
but it depends on the mustache. I mean, like, if it's a fancier gray mustache, I'm gonna think of like was it Mr. Moneybags or whatever from Monopoly?
Sure,
Monopoly Man.
Yeah.
I'm gonna think of that guy. Right. You know, yeah. So it depends on the.
Well, yeah, and then you get the weird ones like Salvador Dali's mustache, which is the big, long, pencil thin, twisted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, little handlebar mustache.
Yeah.
I think what we're saying is that mustaches are a very complicated science.
Yeah. They are. It is more an art than a science, I would say.
It's more of an art to have a great mustache.
Right. Yes.
Mm. Very. Do you know anybody with a great mustache?
Great mustache.
Like personally?
Yeah.
Actually, the owner of the brewery that my brother works at has a wonderful handlebar mustache.
Nice.
He's grown it out, waxes it.
Wax.
Yeah, no, there's a brewery in Southington, and one of the bartenders has.
It's
no.
a brewery thing?
Yeah, I guess.
It's the brewery crowd?
He has a glorious mustache.
It's that craft beer crowd. Yeah. You know what I mean? The craft beer, like, sure. I'm going to put pumpkin spice in this IPA.
Right, right.
Like, and then they just ruin IPAs.
Right. That's what craft breweries are. They ruin IPAs. Yeah.
Pumpkin spice. They're really. Yeah, that's what they do.
Take an IPA. If you can ruin an IPA, you are automatically
the brewery my brother works at serves a cannoli beer.
Relic does it too, actually.
Yeah. Cannoli beer.
They do a cannoli beer.
Do you like IPAs?
I love IPAs. I do. It's my favorite.
I have mixed feelings on IPAs. They're not. Yeah. It's not my first choice.
I haven't found a double IPA that I don't like.
Nope,
I've only found a few IPAs that I like.
Okay.
That I don't wait, like wait. Either.
You like double IPAs?
I love doubles.
Oh, gross. Okay.
But okay. I like the bitter. All
right.
It's not the bitter, it's the floral.
So, see, I don't get the floral ones.
I hear this term IPA a lot.
Yes.
Yes.
Can you please, for the love of God, finally explain what this means?
Indian Pale Ale.
It's a type of beer.
Indian Pale Ale. It's a bitter beer.
Okay.
Yeah. The hops that go in the beer, very hoppy flavor. Okay. Tastes like hops.
Very hoppy.
That's basically it. It's bitter, florally, hops.
Got it. Okay.
And they tend to be strong.
So a double IPA is even
yeah, and it's like the alcohol content tends to be very high.
Got it.
I had a double that was 12.7%. It was amazing.
So you know, like a Budweiser is probably like 3 or 4%.
Four.
Yeah. And Budweiser's bullshit. I don't drink that stuff anymore.
Okay.
Well, if you'd like American lagers.
Which you should.
But I should know, I had a good one up in Salem. Yesterday.
Yeah.
I had a good American.
Talk to us about Salem. I know we're getting off track, but we have nothing to say about this movie anyway, so go ahead.
What do you want me to say about Salem?
How was Salem?
It was good.
Yeah?
You've gone for the past how many years?
This is my third year.
Okay. I went once, and that was it.
What did you do up in Salem again?
The paranormal club I'm in, it goes to Salem every year just because it's, Salem witch trials and everything
spooky,
like that.
Scary.
What we do. But we get, we buy a 3-pack of tickets for the Witch History Museum, the Witch Dungeon Museum, and the Pirate Museum, because it's the same company who owns all three. And we just go up and spend the day in Salem.
It's fun.
It's fun, yeah. It's
a spooky little town.
Is it, like, really haunted up there?
It's supposed to be. I mean, we go, daytime in November, so nothing's going on.
Right, all the ghosts. The ghosts.
The ghosts leave.
The ghosts
are like, fuck it.
Yeah. They're like, October's our time to shine.
They're like, the business is just not booming.
They just don't like Massachusetts in the winter on the bay.
They take a break.
Yeah.
They fly south for the winter.
They go to a bar and get an IPA,
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, all the museums have Groupons, and they just say, we're
going to
take it off.
They're like, it's too big. We can't do it. No.
Exactly right.
But no, it's,
cool.
It's fun.
Okay. I'd probably love that.
No, it's cool.
Well, like this year, Jackie and I went to. They filmed like Hocus Pocus in Salem.
Oh.
And she loves Hocus Pocus, so we went to the old town hall that they filmed at, one of the houses. And
that's actually, we were talking about this briefly earlier. That's a movie that the more I watch it, the more I hate it. Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus?
I've watched it.
Have you watched it as an adult?
Yeah, I watched it last year.
Okay, I watched
it. But it's on and I'm like,
why?
Pass.
Why did Hocus Pocus, like, what's up with the resurgence of Hocus Pocus? I feel like very recently, right? Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know.
Why has it now become, like, I feel like this year I've heard the name Hocus Pocus more than I have in my entire life.
You know what? I kind of agree with you.
I agree.
I feel like it's been a popular costume for some reason.
Well, I went to Target because I was picking up a Blu-ray of Halloween, and they have, like, an entire wall.
And he accidentally bought the Blu-ray of Hocus Pocus.
Exactly.
They put the wrong disc in the box.
There was a child somewhere going to watch Hocus Pocus who's about to shit their pants.
No, but there was an entire wall devoted just to Hocus Pocus, yeah. And I was bizarre. Like, what is this?
It's not even an anniversary movie. Was this like a monumental?
Maybe, I don't know.
It came out, I want 1993 it came out.
The old 24 years. 24 years.
Yeah.
93, the same year as Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
And Super Mario Brothers movie.
Super Mario Brothers movie you watched today.
When did the Witches of Eastwick come out?
I don't know.
I like the Witches of Eastwick.
I would have to know what that is first. Yes, yeah.
That's a great movie by the director of Mad Max Fury Road.
Yeah, I also want to apologize for our November 1st release of our Halloween episode.
Yeah.
And then not touching November yet.
Yeah. Totally my fault.
It's okay.
But as always,
we all make mistakes. Yeah. I mean, not as bad as you.
I didn't realize we were late sleep. Okay.
I just make more. Yeah, we released it
on November 1st.
You guys weren't going to listen to it on Halloween anyway. Come on. You have better shit to do. You were getting laid in your slutty Halloween costumes.
I didn't do anything.
How did you know? Oh, my shark costume. I was working on Halloween.
I went to an open house of a family friend who's like a makeup artist or whatever, and he had all of his shit laid out in his like little department or whatever. And he's good friends with Tom Savini. Does anybody know who that is?
No.
He's a makeup artist and effects guy behind all of George Romero's like recent films.
Ooh.
So like Dawn of the Dead and Day of the Dead, Land of the Dead. You know.
Cool.
He's the man. Yeah.
Oh, that's a fun little Halloween night.
Yeah.
It was better than my night, just dealing with unenthusiastic trick-or-treaters.
I saw three.
Well, they're unenthusiastic because they have to walk the mountain of your fucking driveway.
Good point. Yeah, no trick-or-treaters. A couple of Reese's cups.
There were three in my neighborhood.
For like now and laters.
Yep.
No. Like, you keep the good shit.
Of course I keep the good shit.
You give them that and like the banana Laffy Taffy.
No, I got no kids. I got no kids.
Yeah.
Were you the asshole who would give them like an apple?
No.
With a razor blade?
There's a house on my street that gives out dollar bills.
That house is not as good as the ones with the big Hershey bars.
My brother told me about
the regular size? Yeah. Yeah.
My brother told me about a great costume we read about online. Mm-hmm. So you knock on the door, and the person answers the door, and when they answer the door to give out the candy, there's another door. And then so they knock on that door, and they open up. And the people behind the door, their costume is old people giving out candy.
They're like,
I love your costume. And they give them candy. And then they leave.
That's incredible.
That's cool.
That's incredible.
That's really cool.
And that changed my perception of Halloween.
Wow.
I know what I'm doing next year for Halloween.
Yeah. Right? If only kids were that creative these days.
No, they're not creative.
They're on their iPhone. Oh, I see the same costumes every year.
Creative costumes, you're always like, well, what are you? And they're like, I don't know. My parents made it.
Yeah, exactly. I bought this at Party City a half hour ago.
Giovanni, my little 5-year-old brother, went as Master Chief from Halo. He has no idea what that is.
He doesn't know what Halo is.
It was green.
How old is he?
He's 5. It was green. He's like, I like green. Like, that was it. I'm serious.
Yeah, that's all that is.
When I was, I think I already told you this, and you might remember this, but when I was a kid one year, I went as a hobo.
I remember this.
I wore raggedy clothing. Yep. I had a fake stuffed dog on a leash. I had a harmonica and a fake beard.
Didn't you have the stick with the sack on it
too? Yeah. I did all the junk, right? And I sat at the stop sign, I played harmonica, and I begged for candy. I didn't trick or treat.
Yes.
I begged for candy. And I got very little candy, but it was one of my favorite Halloweens.
That's such a great idea. That's such a brilliant idea.
And kids don't do shit like that.
Well, I think kids don't do that because nowadays they're always like a themed, like they're a specific thing from a movie or whatever. But when we were younger, it was always like, oh, you can either be the ninja, the pirate, or the astronaut. Pick one.
I used to make and, like, that all was of it. My costumes. I used to dress up as whether it was like Jason Voorhees or like the Predator. I would like I would literally make my costumes, and I still
complete with the dead animal in the backyard.
Yeah. I would really get my own deer and kill it.
Method.
And I would drag it around the neighborhood.
Why are you convinced that I'm a psychopath?
Because you no convincing.
No convincing. Don't. Yeah,
why are you convincing yourself that you're not?
That's really the more important question. Yeah.
I haven't learned anything in these 22 years. No, but no. Something that happens in my neighborhood now is trunk or treat.
Yes, and I heard about this.
I hate this. It's
one of our coworkers was telling us.
Single-handedly ruined Halloween.
I don't remember what this was.
Is that, can I guess?
Yes, go.
Do people just show up in cars and put all the candy in the trunk?
Yeah,
it's fucking stupid.
Sort of. My coworker was telling me for his kids, what they do is they go to the church and all the church people bring their cars. They open up their trunks and decorate them for Halloween, and the kids get candy from each trunk.
So boring.
In the parking lot. And that's for Halloween. That's Halloween.
It's because nobody wants to take their kids out and do something.
It's not just that. It's also people are like nervous.
I also, for the record, the youngest that I went out on my own was 6.
I wasn't that.
No, young. I dressed up. My dad was like, I know the people on the street. Yeah, go, you're fine.
I think the lat.
he wanted to stay home and drink. So he stayed home and drank.
Cars,
I think I started going alone around like maybe 9 or 10.
Yeah, I didn't go alone at all because we always went with like a mob of friends and whatnot. But
yeah. I mean, alone without your parents.
Yeah. I never went alone.
No, no,
I was never that kid.
No, yeah.
By myself.
No, I meant, without my, without an adult there.
Okay.
You're kind of an orphan at that point when you're going out begging for sweets from house to house.
Like, it's not trick-or-treating. It's survival.
Sparrow Hershey Kiss, sir.
Sparrow.
Yeah, here's some candy. You know what? I really need bread.
Yeah.
I'm gonna die. I need bread or an apple. I'll take an apple.
Yeah, going as Oliver.
I know you're giving out candy, but I need surgery. I'm going to die tomorrow. Have a brain tumor.
Do you have like any spare blankets I could have?
It's gonna be a cold night.
All right, let's stop talking about Halloween.
Like, they don't have a pillowcase for candy. They just have a pillowcase because they have a pillow. Because they're just sleeping in the fucking road.
Yeah.
Just...
No, but they don't. They don't have a pillow in the case.
They just
they just sleep on the.
They just stuff leaves into it.
Leaves. It's so terrible.
I love it. So good.
All right, no more Halloween talk. We had a month to do that,
man.
We're off that godforsaken fucking holiday. We're in the sweet spot now, by the way.
Oh, this is the best.
This is the sweet spot. This is down the stretch we come here.
Yep.
Oh my god.
What is that, like 7 weeks?
We're getting there, dude. We're getting a sweet.
There's something about emotions of going from like spooky to like
to cheap. The happiest time of the year.
There's something about
that.
The
most wonderful time.
It's like it tries to bring you to your lowest.
Yes.
And then you're slowly going to your highest. You know what I mean? Mm. It's just like nothing better.
Yeah.
Very hopeful.
We need a plan.
Yeah. Too bad suicide rates go up on Christmas time, but whatever.
Well, it's
for
those who are
for Zach
Preston
and I.
Alone.
Suicide. No, the suicide. It's a happy time. I'm
saying. Oh yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, suicide's a happy time.
Like
for
suicide
us.
Rate goes up for you guys. I was like,
yeah, I was gonna say. That's why I'm like, what?
We do.
I haven't killed myself yet.
We do need to brainstorm the Winter Wonderland.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, let's talk about this movie, shall we?
Yeah, so.
Ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, bum.
I don't know if we can do this.
We're doing it anyway.
I think we're gonna
we're
gonna get taken down. Copyright infringement.
I really don't think Nintendo's gonna send like a cease and desist.
How great would that be?
That'd be fucking sweet.
Oh my god, we would blow that shit up.
I'd frame that shit.
The man, the Japanese man, is trying to take us down.
Yo, they send the Yakuza out here.
Yeah, big video games taking us down. Yeah.
Oh man, we will chop off your thumb. You will never hold another Wiimote.
Oh, the Nintendo and Mafia is terrifying. I can only imagine
the Nintendo Mafia.
Gong.
They turn the light guns into actual guns. They're just like, fucking stop.
So Super Mario Brothers is widely considered one of the worst movies ever made.
Yeah, and I'm actually kind of shocked we never touched it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we, I know me too. We've certainly talked about it for a couple times.
A brand new Super Mario game just came out, by the way. It's relatively just came out. A lot of people are playing it, loving it. Super Mario Odyssey.
Yeah. Why do people love it?
Well, it's so I guess the Super Mario Galaxy, what was fun is they took him into the space, right? And they're like,
where? The space.
Yeah, the space. And they go, where can we go from here? And they're like,
he read this on the Google.
we'll go to a city now.
Are you wondering why people just love Super Mario, though?
Oh, why they're so excited about the new game.
Yeah, it's what are they bringing to the table at this point? That
no, so the premise of this game now is that Mario can throw his hat on things and then possess them.
Okay.
So you and anything, like, so you got the bullet bills, he can throw his hat on it, and now he's a bullet bill, and he can fly around.
Yo,
so,
that's pretty sweet.
It's awesome.
Right. That's pretty
sweet. The little lavas that pop up, he can become one of those.
Really?
Yes, it's obnoxious. And there's also a T-Rex that he can become. I'm just...
Like, not Yoshi?
No, a like, there's giant a,
there's
fucking...
A, there's a legit T-Rex.
Giant T-Rex. Also, he's in a city, like Brooklyn. Yes, we'll get to that. But there are people who are just regular-looking, like, highly animated people, right? Just, like, people in business suits with bowler hats. And then there's, like, a short, little, chubby, weird Mario next to them. And you can become them.
Can I just say this?
That's pretty sweet.
It's really cool.
The reason... Okay, so the reason these games have such longevity is because they're just good games. They're just fun to play.
Yeah.
However, I feel like they're the most gimmicky... things in existence.
Well, I don't know if they're gimmicky. I mean, I've always felt like if you play one Mario game, you've played all the Mario games.
So, but no, the gimmicky ones are like Luigi's Mansion. See, I was Waluigi's Adventure or whatever it was. What was the Waluigi game?
I don't know the Waluigi one. I know WarioWare.
Oh, maybe
that's WarioWare is like a mini game thing. That's the thing. So you say if you play one Mario game, you play them all, but that's not really true because they have like Mario Kart. Versus right. Well, no, Super Mario,
but
versus,
even Mario Kart,
like there's, but they're all different. Is what I'm saying. They have a lot of different series.
Well, like, yeah, and like Super Mario Bros. Is different from like Sunshine.
Yes,
but right. It's a branding. It's like you got you got Reese's Cups and you got Reese's Pieces. They're sure. different, but it's yeah. branding.
They're different, but it's the same. Same chocolate. Yeah,
right, yeah, different packaging.
But it's like the biggest fundamental change from like Mario Kart 7 to Mario Kart is you can fly momentarily. And that's really about it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all the same maps for the most part. It's the same general locations. It's the same exact same.
You're saying
characters.
Why do people keep going back?
Yeah, not why do people keep going back. I understand why people play them. It's just why are you spending $60 on the newest Mario game? That's all I'm saying.
Well, bear in mind, I'm not. Yeah. I'm not.
We're not. Yeah, we're not dumbass.
I just feel like I'll wait. I'm good with Mario Party 8 for the next like 10 years.
I still play Mario Party like 4, like on. With Vinny on the GameCube.
Yeah.
We still play that.
Dope.
I did recently spend money on a game, unfortunately.
Wow.
It's the newest Call of Duty.
Fuck you. Oh, shut up. We're not having this. That's not what we're talking about, Adam. We're talking about
real
things.
Okay, talk about gimmicky.
What a douche. Yeah.
Keep your fucking Star Wars outfits in your pockets, you fucking nerds. Enough. Like, fucking...
Now, you're not wrong there.
Keep your lightsabers
in your
closet.
You're 110%
right. No, it's bullshit.
Yeah.
You might as well just make the first Call of Duty again.
I was just... I bought it for, like, the first mission alone, which is just the D-Day mission, and it's great. But apart from that, you know. Hey, I'm sticking with Doom, and Doom's fucking awesome.
Doom is so incredible.
Let's get into the movie, though. Let's get into the
movie.
Because we can relate this to Doom, by the way, and just other video game adaptations.
Because this is one of those things. Super Mario is a ridiculous premise, right? Let's just start there.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. There is no way to make any logical sense of what happens.
Correct.
In the game.
It just doesn't make sense. I mean, it's just there's a plumber, there's mushrooms, there's turtles and dinosaurs, and none of it makes sense.
There's a princess.
Piranha plants.
Yeah.
That come out of sewer pipes.
Right.
And I'm sorry, no matter how much you punch a wall, you're not getting gold.
But they try to make sense of it, and that's where the that is always the failing of a live action adaptation of something that should not be a live action adaptation.
They try to make sense for it for all of like 20 minutes.
Yeah, they sort of do abandon that fairly soon. Here's the thing with the problem with this movie is, and this is the problem with a lot of video game adaptations. And I also, by the way, I'm starting to think that it's impossible to make a good video game movie. I'm starting to think that's just not a possibility.
Yeah.
Right? But the problem is they try to put it in the real world and try to make sense out of a story that doesn't make sense. Right? So what this movie essentially does is take Mario and Luigi, make them actual plumbers in Brooklyn, and make them Italian, but not like the charming Japanese caricature of Italian, you know, with high-pitched voices and they're cute and adorable. No, it's like some fucking Guidos that, you know, you know, that just, that go speak like this. Hey, the other guy. It's a union gig, you know what I mean? It's,
yeah.
It's those dudes, which I love those dudes. I grew up with those dudes. But, like, I don't want to see them fighting some dinosaur villain. That's like, come on.
I guess my biggest problem with it is that it gets almost into the waters of how ridiculous the Super Mario premise is. So my question is, why not make it exactly as ridiculous
as
the games are?
I don't totally agree when you say it's impossible to make a bad video game adaptation movie.
Good one, sorry.
But, Like Final Fantasy, for example, has made movies. But what they do is they're still animated and they're still within the same every... Like, they don't take those weird liberties.
Yeah, I'm talking specifically about live-action adaptations of video game plots. That's all I'm talking about.
Okay.
Right.
I think the way to do it, if you're going to do it, is it's very loose. You can't have a strong tie. It's got to be a loose tie.
Right.
Same universe.
Is there a good one?
Prince of Persia
wasn't good.
Prince of Persia is a video game? Movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Jake Gyllenhaal is in the Prince of Persia movie.
Yeah. It's terrible.
It's a video game series.
I didn't really.
Because Duncan Jones fucked up with Warcraft too. So
yeah. What about? The issue is
Tomb Raider a movie first?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. I just forget.
Video games first.
It was a video game first.
It was a video game first. I'm saying.
How about Tomb Raider?
Oh, actually, the first one's not terrible.
Tomb Raider's a lot of fun.
I have not seen any of these.
Tomb Raider.
The second one's Cradle of Life.
Yeah.
What's the foot? Is it just Tomb Raider?
Lara Croft Tomb Raider. That's what it
is. So how about that?
That was actually not bad.
It's not bad.
It wasn't great, but it wasn't bad.
It's not bad. It's not good, but it is a lot of fun.
And
Daniel Craig's American accent is hilarious.
As it always is. As it is in everything. Okay. So you said there's a Doom movie?
Oh. Okay. Now, Doom.
With Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah. Okay. Doom.
How old is this?
President.
2004, I think.
Whoa.
Yeah. Early 2000s.
Doom should not be made into a movie. It's a game that knows it's a video game and it is structured entirely around being a game, and I cannot think of a way where you could make it into a movie effectively. Ooh. Honestly, like you said, the only sequence of that movie that actually works is the one that is literally
is the final sequence, which is
a first person shooter,
just like it is in Doom, and it's like what, 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Like, it's quick, and then it's done, and that's the only good part of Doom. Yeah.
How about, and I have my personal opinions, but, like, Resident Evil.
I like the first Resident Evil.
They've made, like, 9 movies.
I like the Resident Evils, but I've never really been into the games all that much. So I think that's where, like, I like the movies,
but
I don't like the games.
It works in some capacities, I suppose.
Well, I don't think any of the Resident Evil movies are good. Here's the thing. The first one, I don't think... I went like this.
You just keep going.
you realize when you tell us not to bang the table,
it makes him bang it more.
Every single time, we will then slam the table.
Thank you for explaining the bit.
It's like don't push the red button. You're gonna push the fucking red button.
It's like
comedy.
It's like when parents tell their kids to do something. It's like, no, we're gonna fuck you, mom, dad, whatever.
Jesus.
Go ahead. Anyway, yeah, no, the rest, I don't think the first one's terrible. No. I don't think it's all that good either. It's not the problem is it's not.
But I think it kind of depends on if the plot is important to the video game. Like, Super Mario's plot is not important, right? It's meant to be nonsensical.
Right, correct.
It's meant to be crazy.
Yes.
Yeah, but, and some, right, the thing about video, and I'm not a video game expert, but generally speaking, the plot needs to be fairly loose in order for the game to work.
Not always, but the number one concern always needs to be gameplay, not plot.
Yes.
Exactly. Yes.
Exactly.
It's gameplay. It's about, is it fun to play?
And this is where bad games come in. It's where story's not a bad thing, but when it eclipses gameplay and it replaces it, it kind of becomes a bad game, in my opinion. And that's why, you know, it's... The better games are the ones with the more loose stories, is because it, you know...
But then you can find the balance, like the Assassin's Creed games.
Mm-hmm.
Which the story...
I think their stories are not
good. But the Assassin's Creed movie was universally panned
yesterday.
Right? Last year, right? Yeah.
There is one video game that I think could be made into a halfway decent film.
I have one in mind.
Like recently, that's just come out, and it's BioShock.
Could be interesting.
Have you?
It would.
See, I think because.
But the issue with BioShock becoming a video game is there's such a rich history and backstory to all of the BioShock games. Where if you make a movie and you get something wrong, or you don't pay homage, people will be like, "No, it's awful, and we're not going to watch it."
But this is why it should, is because there's a whole tapestry there that hasn't even been touched. There's a lot you could tell with that
story
that
hasn't been... Part of what's scary about those games, especially the first ones, though, is that you're playing. You're the one making the movements. Yeah. It's not as scary if you're just watching. It's just not. There's one video game that's incredibly great. I've actually recommended to you to watch a gameplay of this because it's that good. It's actually, it should be a movie. It's called The Last of Us.
But here's the thing. Last of Us...
That's a great story.
Well, yes, it's a great video game. It's more of a playable movie than anything else.
And that's my only criticism of it, is but it almost operates better as a movie. And
it should have been a movie.
That's yeah.
Because you can, Ellen Page should have been in it. Because I mean, people have done it. People have taken all the cutscenes and everything and made it into The Last of Us, the movie. And it was still pretty good, but the gameplay is just a little bit better because you're doing it.
Yeah. Now, we got to probably run through the plot a little bit on this one. just kind of get through it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But,
go ahead.
But, okay, so I'll go through the plot first here.
Okay.
So you got these two Italian...
You got a Thor movie to
catch.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, we also got to say, you know, we're people here, okay? Actually, I mentioned this earlier and we didn't do it. We're people, okay? We try our best to make sure these things come out every week.
Hey. No need to defend yourself.
And
you don't have to explain yourself to nobody.
We were rushing, so we watched this movie, the entire movie, at 1.5 speed. I just want to clarify that.
But for the record, I think it still worked.
Yeah.
I do want to say that. We watched this movie at 1.5 speed,
I'm sorry. We need to talk about this.
Yes.
This is an abomination of film viewing, okay? I am ashamed. I feel dirty. As horrible as this movie is, and it's not a movie that I even deserve to watch. I mean, I should not be watching this, and no one should be watching this movie because it's awful. But the fact that I committed to it and said, you know what? I'm going to, like, speed this up a little bit like it's a fucking Alvin and the Chipmunks cartoon is ridiculous. It's absurd. What are we doing?
We're on a time crunch.
I mean, that is literally, it goes against a fundamental element of filmmaking, which is pacing and tone and mood and feel and everything. Nothing.
We told you.
Hey, it's all right.
It's horrible. This motherfucker over here, and very quickly, it confessed, admitted,
yeah,
right, and should have asked for repentance, but did not.
Because I don't think I need to ask for repentance.
Listen, what happened?
Says, I've watched Twin Peaks. At one and a half speed.
At one and a half speed.
What?
Oh, the rage I felt. The rage.
We should watch Eraserhead at 2 speed.
Now, that probably wouldn't change at all, actually. No.
Yes, it would. It absolutely would.
What David Lynch does in Twin Peaks is give you a big middle finger by having, like, minutes upon minutes upon minutes of elongated scenes for no reason. That's the whole idea of Twin Peaks, is that the pacing is supposed to make you feel uncomfortable and off and weird. And the fact that you just sped it up because you're like, boring. Ugh!
Well, that was a time thing, I think. He wanted to get through it.
This guy's got nothing but time.
But no, the only thing I could say to that is, yes, the pacing was purposeful, but it's not like I watched parts of it at one speed, parts of it at a different speed. I watched the entire thing at the same speed.
Right, so the ratio is still
there. So the ratio is still there, and so I still get long bits of everything.
But he's saying you're not...
The ratio's still there?
No, it is!
The ratio.
No, it is. There's still enough time
he's
where
saying
there's
you adapt.
Nothing happening.
You adapt to the pacing. I don't believe you, but I'm just...
This
you
is a very weird defense.
Do. When
this
you,
is a very
I'm explaining
weird.
Your argument, but I don't agree with it.
I think it's perfectly fine, because you're still... You still realize how long of gaps are in between the important things.
Hey, tomato.
No. He's essentially saying you're not viewing it the way it's meant to be viewed.
That's exactly right. Precisely right. And even Super Mario Brothers was not viewed the way that it was supposed to be viewed. I'm not saying that was the right or wrong way to view it, but
Well, I'd say it's the wrong way to view it.
This whole thing, we have such low attention spans. The fact that setting is even on YouTube, where you could just watch something at whatever speed you want to watch it.
Isn't that bizarre?
That's really on bizarre. YouTube, it's weird.
Why do they have that?
No, it's really weird, and it's to a certain extent, we're giving the audience too much control over things. By the way, that's a new trend in podcasts now because people listen to so many podcasts.
That double time.
Yeah, yeah, they double time everything. Like, wow. You would. It's, and it's like weird. It like it loses the whole sense of the show that you're listening to. It's like jokes are not timed the right way. It's like there are punchlines in this that clearly we were supposed to laugh at, but we didn't have time to laugh at them. We might not have laughed at them anyway.
No, to be fair, we wouldn't have laughed at them anyway.
Yeah, but comedy is timing. So if you're watching a comedy, like, you know, part of it, whatever. Okay.
I would love to watch a stand-up comedy show.
Yeah.
At double.
Yeah, like, yeah. Or like half speed even. Yeah. Like,
so,
see what happens.
So we breezed through this hour 45 movie in an hour 15.
Which is awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I guess.
For efficiency.
Yeah, in this particular instance, yes. Okay, go ahead.
So these two Italian plumbers in Brooklyn.
Yep. Oh!
Hey!
Gabagool.
Gabagool.
What?
Prosciutto, hey!
Really? I mean, it doesn't make sense how they really got there. They just, oh, there's a broken pipe. We have work. Let's go.
They jump through an interdimensional portal.
They're plumbers. That is how
Luigi,
they get to the pipe.
I guess, yeah.
Like, they get a call saying that Luigi, the pipe's broken.
You Luigi meets the pretty girl who is working in excavating dinosaur bones. Mm-hmm. Then she gets kidnapped, and Luigi and Mario follow her. And Luigi likes her, you know.
Oh, yeah.
He wants to bone her.
Sure. Well, she's quite fetching.
She's quite fetching.
She was quite fetching.
Yeah.
Where was Luigi's mustache, by the way?
Yes.
I'm not convinced John Leguizamo can grow facial hair.
They let it go.
Yeah.
So they follow her and they get sucked into another dimension.
I didn't
dimension.
Even notice that.
Shame!
I totally didn't notice that.
Oh, come on. First thing I noticed, I was like, who's this guy on the couch? That's not Luigi, it's no mustache. And he's like, hey, Luigi! Like, what?
They don't even attempt to talk like Mario and Luigi from the video games. That's what's so great about it. Like, they're supposed to be cute.
No, because it's John Leguizamo who can't do anything else but Brooklyn Italian.
Yeah, no, but it's not that type of Italian. It's like, not all Italians talk like that.
No, I know that.
They don't all talk like
they're
from...
They got stuck with John Leguizamo who couldn't do anything else.
Yeah, I mean, it's supposed to be like it is. They didn't do that at all. It was a New Yorker.
Was that too sensitive?
That's not.
Unless
what
they
I'm
got
saying.
Like actual Italian dudes.
No, it's not an Italian plumber. It's a fucking New Yorker.
Right.
It's yeah.
That's an Italian American plumber in this. And Italian Americans and Italians, let me tell you, are very very different.
Yes.
Very very different.
Some similarities.
Even I know that.
So they get sucked into this interdimensional portal into another dimension. I guess that's kind of redundant.
Yep. you can say that again.
Secret government secrets. Oh,
getting a phone call. That's because I'm late.
Yeah.
By a minute. Wow, your dad's impatient.
Well.
Yeah, go ahead.
And while they're trying to track down Daisy, trying to save her, she has a magical rock on her neck, which is apparently part of a,
meteor,
which killed the dinosaurs. 65 million years. By the way, this movie spans over 65 million years.
That's correct.
It starts out with dinosaurs eating trees.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't even know why.
Are dinosaurs an important part of the Mario?
No, but it's Yoshi.
No, Yoshi is a dinosaur.
That's it.
But Yoshi...
And Bowser's a lizard.
Yes.
Bowser's a, like, turtle. He's a shell.
But Yoshi, although he is a dinosaur, does not look like a dinosaur in the traditional sense. Right?
Also, Yoshi's not even in the game until, like, two.
Yeah, two or three?
That was three.
One of them. Three. Like, that's my point, though. He's not like
the fact that we kind of know this.
Okay.
They're capitalizing on the success of Jurassic Park because everyone loves dinosaurs.
Right, and that was around. Well, Jurassic Park was coming out at the same time, right? They didn't.
Yeah.
They were probably being made at the same time. No one knew that Jurassic Park was gonna.
Maybe.
You know.
I don't know.
Yeah. Keep going.
Jesus Christ, I have to think. This is crazy now that I'm really thinking
about it. So they get sucked down the wormhole.
They go to Dino Hatton.
Right, Dino Hatton.
I'm glad you know that.
Because it says it like in the trivia. On the trivia page, it says Dino Hatton.
Yeah, and Evil Bowser is trying to get this gem so he can reconnect the meteor. And...
But it's not Evil Bowser. What's he called?
Well, no, he is Bowser. No, because King. Bowser's name is Bowser and King Koopa.
Yeah, right. He's King Koopa.
He has two names.
What is a Koopa?
It's the lizards.
Yeah.
And he is the king of the Koopas.
He's the king of the Koopas.
Okay. He should be a turtle, but he's not.
He's got a bone to pick.
Yes.
And by the way, he's a person.
He's
a person.
Again.
He's just a person.
No.
Everyone in Dino Hatton is evolved from reptiles.
Great.
Yes.
But they're.
As opposed to from.
Except
apes,
they are mammals.
Like up here.
Except they are mammals.
Yes.
He's a mammal like a derogatory thing.
Yeah.
All the time.
yeah, some weird race stuff going on.
Yeah, like, we don't say, oh, you lizard. I mean, we call people snakes when they're being snaky.
Yeah, that's because of the Bible.
No,
yeah, just because
snakes
in the grass.
Snake is snake.
He tries to rape Daisy.
There's a scene that
a little rapey.
Too much rape.
Definitely.
Just wanted to point out. For a PG movie, I would say there generally it's too much rape.
So they're trying to get this gem, and man, they get
a large black woman steals the gem.
Yeah. I don't even know what to say about that. It was so bizarre. Mm-hmm. Why was she in the movie? I mean,
just steal the gem.
Yeah, Mario has some weird sex stuff going on with her on the dance floor.
Yeah, she's quite voluptuous.
Voluptuous.
Yeah. Which I would like to just say one thing. He clearly didn't tell Danielle. Was that his girlfriend's name? Mm. I know it should be Peach, but it wasn't Peach.
No.
Like, it's like Danielle.
There was no Peach in
this. Is Peach in the movie?
No.
Why is Peach not in the movie?
Because it's Danielle.
Okay.
Like, it's they just decided not to call her Peach.
I don't remember Daisy being that important in
She's not.
In
She's not.
The video game.
She's not.
But okay. Did Daisy dress in pink?
No, Daisy was in yellow. So Peach was in pink.
So did they confuse the characters or something? Because she dresses in pink in this, Daisy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Good point. Maybe they just confused it. Maybe they just had no idea. Because the clip. Yeah, okay. So
it would make a lot of sense.
So Dennis Hopper is going to find this gem, this meteor gem.
Why is Dennis Hopper in this movie?
Because he's wonderful.
Paycheck, man. Paycheck.
He didn't know it was supposed to be based off of Mario either. Like the games.
What?
He had no idea.
No, he didn't know. He told like his grandson he was going to be in a movie called Super Mario Brothers. And his grandson was like, really? Like, you need to see this. And like sat him down and started playing Mario. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
So he just thought it was a quirky fantasy film about plumbers that travel dimensions.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Wow. And he's just like, I'm into this script.
Yeah.
Yes. Into this script.
That's incredible.
Wow. I can really sink my teeth into this role.
Do you think they had to pay him a lot to get into that big tub of like yogurt or whatever he was in?
Nah.
Yeah, you know, it's Dennis.
He actually offered. It was kind of weird.
He brought it with him.
He does that. He's like, I got this tub. Dennis Hopper does that anyway.
Yeah.
I was thinking about hopping in. They're like, you don't have to do that. It's not in. No, let me do it.
No, they went to go knock. They went to go knock on his trailer, and they're like, hey, we need you on set. And then he was like, I'm not getting out. Yeah. We'll film it.
You'll film it here. We'll do it live.
In my vat of yogurt, my personal vat of yogurt. The Yoplait pit.
Yoplait.
Dennis Hopper, by the way, I believe is one of the most underrated actors of his generation. I think Dennis Hopper is incredible.
What is he in? What's he good in?
So
let's start with that. What's he good
Easy
in?
Easy Rider, Apocalypse Now.
He's good in Apocalypse Now. He is brilliant in True Romance. He's only in a couple scenes.
That's right. Oh, I forgot. Right. Oh, I love him in True Romance.
Movies for the everyday layman.
Apocalypse Now.
True Romance.
No.
I'm naming a
people like me.
You should see both of those movies.
Land of the Dead.
You got more obscure. You got further away from the...
Dennis Hopper's most...
Apocalypse Now is like, come on.
That is one of like the 20 most important movies ever made. Like, you should see that movie.
Okay.
And also, you should see True Romance because there's a scene in that movie that is with Dennis Hopper and Christopher Walken that I believe is the best scene in the history of cinema.
It's great.
Yeah, it's...
Your part. Eggplant.
It's such a great scene.
Have you seen Easy Rider?
That doesn't sound...
I have not. What? I've not seen Easy Rider. Yeah.
Yeah, he's very good in that.
Okay.
He's also the director. So.
Yes, he is. Okay.
Long story short here, this movie is, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, we always talk about this problem where you make the title before you make the movie.
Right.
That's what it is. I mean, they try really hard. Oh, we're going to get them in their little plumber suits and we're going to give them jumping boots and there's a dinosaur and it's just, that's, you can't do that.
Mm. Talk to me about the Goombas.
Okay.
What are the Goombas?
That's a racial slur.
Did they?
Well, yes, it is.
No, before we go, no, it's not. Goomba is not a slur.
Before we go any further, they did not jump on any Goombas to kill them, did
You're
they?
Right.
No, they
didn't
not.
Kill any Goombas.
They didn't kill any.
So are Goombas part of the video game series?
Goombas are the little brown mushrooms
You know the little
brown
mushrooms that walk around?
Oh!
Yeah.
And the turtles are Koopas.
Yes.
The turtles, like
you know
all
the turtles
little...
that walk?
Right,
those
right.
are Koopas.
So,
the mushrooms are Goombas.
So... Those were not Goombas then.
No.
Not at all. They didn't look anywhere near a Goomba.
They were 8 foot tall.
Tiny
heads.
Idiots.
Yeah. Yeah, but they didn't look. Their faces were not the same.
They looked like lizards.
Yeah.
They had sharp teeth.
Yeah.
It's so weird. Explain the evolutionary aspect of this to me. Explain the science.
They have this machine that can de-evolve and evolve. people.
Devolve.
That's it, right?
It's
Devolve, yeah.
No, de-evolve.
Devolve.
You need the extra E in there.
Do for you?
Emphasis.
Did it say de-evolve?
It said D dash evolve.
Devolve.
Yeah. If only there weren't a natural antonym to that word. It's, yeah, go ahead.
Unevolutionized.
The Unevolutionizer 2000.
They're able to send people back to their evolutionary core, I guess you would say, whatever they evolved from.
So a woodpecker outside, sorry.
Whether it be a dinosaur, lizard, monkey.
Well, eventually fungus, too.
And fungus and primordial ooze.
Yeah.
Any of the above.
Yeah, what was with that?
I don't know.
Well, as y'all know, humans have evolved from lizards, monkeys, primordial ooze, and fungus.
Correct.
That's a fact.
You know, the four groups.
Yeah. Right.
The four food groups.
The four main evolutionary groups.
And that's how we got the natural races.
Even you don't think that was right.
It's split up by hemisphere, right? Or something? I don't know how that works.
Oh, God.
Okay, yeah, keep going.
That was
latitude, longitude. God. I don't know how it works, man. I don't get it.
Yeah. There's enough of a bridge there so that we won't get in trouble, I think.
Thanks, Adam.
If the bridge is, we totally...
No, it's...
Say it was all Nick. Don't yell at us. Yell at him.
Exactly.
Boom.
Keep going.
No, the whole movie makes no sense.
Yeah, it's fine. No, it doesn't make
sense. I don't really have much more to say, honestly. The plot doesn't really go anywhere. They stop him. At the end of the day.
Yeah, they do stop them at the end.
They have the Ba-Bomb, and they have the fungus helps them, and...
They have the Thwompers.
Does this kind of follow the plot of the video game?
No. I mean,
even
no.
A little bit.
They do a few loose things, like save the princess.
Okay, Bowser / King Koopa kidnaps the princess, they get the princess. That's, I mean...
I got a bone to pick! I'm sorry, every time you say King Koopa, I think King Koopa by Kendrick Lamar. Sorry, go ahead.
It doesn't become... It doesn't even resemble Super Mario until, like, I guess the third act, right?
I guess. Because
that's all Super Mario is, invading the castle.
That's stopping. Part of the issue is it took them so long to get there. It's like a bad origin story that doesn't go anywhere.
Right, right, sure. Right. I have a few really quick thoughts, because I know you have to go, you're getting antsy.
Yeah.
Number one, very unfortunate timing of a Twin Tower scene.
Oh, right, yeah, we can't gloss over that.
Here's my question. When was the first bombing of the World Trade Center?
1991? No, I thought it was... Oh, no. It was 91.
Yeah, I want to say it was 91.
No, 91 was a failed attempt, wasn't it?
But you're saying they should have known better.
Even at that time...
No, stop it. Come on.
I'm not saying they were clairvoyant or anything.
I'm just thinking that, like, imagine if the White House got blown up, right? Every movie that featured the White House from then on, would people look at it and be like, oh, like,
right,
maybe,
well,
right?
Would we look at White House Down and think, oh, it's just so in bad taste, you know?
Yeah. Right, maybe.
But no, but the thing, the difference here is that White House Down knows that they're making a movie about a terrorist attack, whereas the World Trade Center, they incidentally, combining dimensions, fusing dimensions.
Yeah, parts of the World Trade Center start to disappear,
to disintegrate, right.
Yeah. Right.
But in, like, kind of uncanny fashion. Like, it looks...
Yeah,
kind
of. Yeah, it just looks. Of course, like
it was just a very better. Really, it's a bad luck.
Honestly, pre 01, in between 93 and 01, if we saw it, we would have been like, that's weird. But now we're like,
no, we wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't
gave it a second glance.
Right. It's like if we were watching, let's say, like the Washington Monument get destroyed in a movie. Right, and then the Washington Monument actually got destroyed like 20 years later, right? It's like, oh, what an unfortunate...
Except even there, we wouldn't care because it has to do with, like, a lot of lives are lost.
Well, I know. What I'm saying, though, is watching an iconic thing get destroyed would not be weird in anything. That's all. That's just another iconic symbol, right?
I think people our age, do forget how iconic the World Trade Center was before.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
because
it
was.
Yeah.
That's why it was so... That's part of why it was so devastating.
Yes.
But again, I would almost argue it's still in bad taste because of that first bombing, because people did die, you know, and it almost caused the collapse of those buildings anyway, so.
Okay, fair enough. I would have to look at what year that was.
I think it was 91.
I think it was 91.
Okay. Yeah. That was one thought. One of my favorite lines in the movie, trust the fungus. We need to talk about trust the fungus.
Which, do we trust the fungus ever?
So let's talk about the fungus.
No, this is good fungus.
Sure.
That's what I'm saying. What other element of life would you ever use that phrase? There's not many.
Well, I mean, because mold is a fungus, isn't it?
Yes.
I don't know.
Well, no, it is.
I believe you.
And, like, penicillin was invented because somebody forgot to clean something and they got moldy.
Fair enough, Zach. Fair enough.
Trust the fungus. We're done.
You gotta trust the fungus.
So the fungus in this movie happens to be Princess Daisy's
dad.
Father.
The king.
The original King Koopa. Right. Oh, the original king.
Just the king, I think.
Just king.
Any questions?
Mm. Wouldn't it be King Toadstool? Just saying.
I guess.
Typically.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I think it... if we're going by Mario lore.
Yeah, that... I guess it would be.
Because it's the mushroom, yeah.
Yeah,
I guess.
Probably, yeah. No, yeah. Fuck it, yeah. King Toadstool.
Sure.
Next question. Nico's lost. Next question.
I got nothing else. You got anything else?
No.
We're going to be celebrating more mustaches this month, hopefully.
Hopefully.
We also got some Thanksgiving theme thing coming. It's going to be a little mishmash.
Yeah.
We're going to have some fun.
It'll be really fun. And we'll be sure that we don't have to squeeze in a Thor movie by the end of this. So we can, you know, watch it at full speed next time. All right, great.
If it wasn't for my dad having the kids with him
yeah.
and needing help,
fucking
then,
children.
You know, yeah, they're the worst.
They ruin everything.
Kids.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right, cool. You all have been naughty.
Mm.
Naughty.
It's a me.
Yahoo!